afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and many numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. Every fucking thing, it's this whole goddamn thing is a fucking, it's a mad dream. It's the 27th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 77 degrees today with a low of 37. So it's going to be a warm day, but this don't mean nothing. I mean, it could turn around tomorrow and just freeze your ass off. I know this place, but I ain't bitching. Time for some goddamn heat. Let's see what we're... You know... We're going to go over here to the site, and we're going to look here. You know, more than half of moms of boys with gender dysphoria have their own psychological issues, according to resurfaced report by Adrian Norman. You know, all of this breaking, former Harvard professor and chair of chemistry, biology, was getting paid $50,000 a month by a Wahoom lab in China. Now, there's one that's different. Anyway, but then that's a video. Then we got dad turned son trans for TikTok fame. And I mean, here, transgender Minnesota lawmaker introduces bill removing anti-pedophilia language from state's Human Rights Act by Kyle Morris. Then we have the Biden legacy. HHS whistleblower Tara Lee Rhodes tells Congress Biden administration is middleman in multi-billion dollar migrant child trafficking operation by Jim Hoft. And we have Biden to send nukes to South Korea by David DeCamp. I mean, this is a fucking bullshit scary story. But I mean, what I'm talking about here is pre-self-satisfied misogyny. J.K. Rowling slams Ireland's Eurovision Act Wild Youth after the band cut all ties with their creative director, who called a knife welding transgender robber a man by Alistair Lockhart. And finally, Vermont Elementary School will use person who produces sperm or person who produces eggs instead of male and female in health lessons. Now, these fucking people, guys, they are a fucking teeny, tiny fucking minority. Everybody fucking, they know it, we know it. Fucking, I mean, they come out, well, it was yesterday or the day before, but they're 20% of the fucking population. My fucking ballsack. They are 0.0001, if anything. There ain't that goddamn many of them. But you know what we're happening here? We're helping them. We're fucking, I mean, all the news just running fucking trans, fag. We know that the goddamn pedophile rings have ran in this country probably since its fucking inception. We know that these son of a bitch and queers are being used to fucking divert attention. They want that this is the news. This is the fucking news. This is all you can see when you go onto the goddamn mainstream media. This is the same fucking bullshit, only it's, you know, fucking what it is taking up the space. It's shutting down any other fucking thing, and this is going to stop. I mean, we have to have subject matter for our broadcast, but I tell you what, this fucking shit's going to stop. We're not going to be a part of normalizing. I mean, because that's what it is. It's It's getting you acclimated to this idea. This idea is grotesque. I reject it completely. You son of a bitches out there that fucking want to put an armband on that says I'm a fucking pedophile, I say fucking do it. Do it now. Bing your badasses out, all four of you, because there ain't that goddamn many of these son of a bitches to be dominating the fucking goddamn news. You know, it ain't news. None of this is fucking news to you and me. We've been talking about this shit for fucking how fucking long. And all they're doing is affirming what we already fucking know. And then you get the goofy asses like this guy here. My daughter's first full year living as a girl. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty. It outrages you when you see this shit. It does. It outrages me. But you're still being acclimated. It ain't like the first time. It's like when you're a baby and you take that first bite of ice cream. You're nothing more fun to watch a kid's face. Little baby's face when you give them the first bite of ice cream. But then, you know, as life goes on, a fucking ice cream still tastes good. But it isn't like the first time you fucking ever took a fucking bite of ice cream. And this shit here, I mean, like Biden legacy, H.H. State's whistleblower, Tara Lee Rhodes, I guess. I ain't going to call her that else. Tells Congress Biden administration is middleman in multi-billion-dollar migrant child trafficking operation. Ooh, there's a fucking surprise. I mean, goddamn. I mean, we understand what's going on in this goddamn country. We understand that these pedophiles are being used. I mean, and this is a fucking tiny, teeny handful. I don't care what those lying fuckers tell you. This is a teeny 0.00 fucking 1, 2, maybe 3. That's 0.003%. They're nothing. But why are they dominating the news? So that you'll get fucking used to it. And then we get something here like Biden sends to send nukes to South Korea by David DeCamp. That's a diversion. How come we aren't talking about the goddamn crimes that Biden and company just got caught committing in the Ukraine again and again and again and again? Fucking high crimes and misdemeanors. Crimes that should put them against the fucking wall and have them shot. Why aren't we talking about it? Why aren't we talking about the fact that the people who are being fucked over by these goddamn sickos are having their rights violated? Are having their goddamn unalienable fucking rights of December 15, 1791 violated. We could sit down and we could just sit there. Every fucking thing they're doing, we can show how it violates the law. We're going to talk about fucking another fucking one. You know, fucking Vermont Elementary School will use person who produces sperm. Well, of course they're going to. What the fuck else would a degenerate son of a bitch do? But we're not talking about the goddamn law. The fact that we're not fucking enforcing that fucking law. It takes your mind away from it. But the goddamn fact is, that's where it lies. That's where the fucking solution lies. That's where it's always lied. For fucking how many fucking years since the 70s when people were figuring this shit out and already knew what the fucking answer was. But hell, there was money to be made. All of these fucking fucking things here, they're getting hits. They're making goddamn money. They're making money off of this fucking shit of trying to make this little teeny tiny teeny itsy bitsy fucking minority seem like, oh, they're 20% of the population. Bullshit. Bullshit, and we're fucking helping. We'll see how they're trying to scare us with nukes here. Biden to send nukes to South Korea by David DeCamp. Now, ooh, he's going to send nuclear fucking silos over there and they're going to have their own nukes. No. No, this is just a fucking way to divert DeCamp. You're helping them divert from the fact that the fucking crimes are being committed right in front of our goddamn face. Our country's being looted. Our people are going to fucking starve because they're fucking destroying the fucking food. There are things that are way more important than this fucking phony ass little, this is what's supposed to pass for fucking news. The U.S. will send nuclear armed submarines to South fucking Korea. No fucking shit. Like they ain't always sent fucking nuclear armed submarines to South fucking Korea. I mean, for the first time since the 1980s, and a significant escalation that will raise tensions on the North Korean peninsula and risk provoking a response from Pyongyang. We'll talk about something here. The deployment is part of an agreement announced by President Biden, who isn't a fucking president. We don't have a fucking president. This is a goddamn fucking communist fucking, he's not even a fucking, no kind of leader. Obama's running this fucking show. But fucking, I mean, I don't know. He's a fucking little kid sniffing, wretched, fucking shitty bastard. I'll say that. And South Korean President Yoon So-yeol, so we can say, talk some more fucking foreign fucking languages. The U.S. previously had nuclear weapons stationed in South Korea, but withdrew them in 1991. So fucking what? Shoot the son of a bitches and impress me. Impress me with something. So they're going to take a nuclear submarine. A submarine's going to go over there, some nuclear submarines. Big fucking whiffing deal. This is just a fucking distract from what is right in the front of our fucking faces. They are looting. We told you that's what Trump was setting this fucking country up for. And Wilbur Ross for fucking Rothschilds, the bankruptcy king of fucking Rothschilds. And then fucking Steve Mnuchin is the goddamn fucking Treasury Secretary. They were setting it up for this fucking looting that we're fucking seeing. Hundreds of billions of dollars. Oh, it went through the Ukraine. Well, no, it didn't. It went in their fucking pockets. The defense contractors fucking, they can't even fucking sit down for, I mean, they ain't got big enough pockets to hold all the fucking money they've fucking taken from us. We live like goddamn animals. We live like we live with, we don't live, we fucking exist. Because to live, you have to have enjoyment and happiness in your fucking life. Otherwise, you're a drone, a slave. You think a slave is fucking happy? That's why you're not happy. It's because you're a fucking slave. Period. And see, what else is to scare the hell out of me here? The U.S. and South Korea have also agreed to increase cooperation on nuclear weapons by forming a collective group, according to the New York Times. The U.S. will give South Korea a role in strategic planning for use of nuclear weapons in any conflict with North Korea. Wow, I don't even notice the goddamn fact that I'm fucking poor in my country where I can trace my lineage back before this was a fucking country. My people own this fucking country, and I'm fucking goddamn impoverished in it. This is supposed to take my mind off the fact that they're fucking acting like they can spend the wealth of this country when they cannot, that they haven't taken from me without due process of the law. Ad nauseum, every fucking one of us as individuals have been fucking stripped of fucking our wealth by these son of a bitches without due process. That goddamn Bill of Rights should be on the front fucking page, and the accusations should be fucking pouring out to these goddamn treasonous son of a bitches, and we should be fucking trying to push for a fucking goddamn the common law courts. If we can't get the courts, then goddamn it, we should be fucking enforcing those rights right on the goddamn spot. When they violate a right, they get shot, wherever in the fuck it is. This is scary. Yes, please go ahead.
I agree that there's all these little theaters going on, distracting us from our primary objective of putting the Bill of Rights in place and having our freedoms intact. But I want to share just a little story that happened to me on the weekend. I was at a family gathering, and the gender issue was thrown on the table. And someone said, oh, you know, if you just talk with them, they're so sweet and kind, it'll just change you so much. And I tried to frame the conversation in the context of the Bill of Rights. And I said, well, when their life choices have consequences that infringe on my rights, then that's not okay. They may be the sweetest person in the world, but it's not okay what they're doing as far as forcing me to use a certain language. And the whole thing looks like a whining show. They're whining, and there's all this entitlement. And not only that, it's ugly in a physical sense. I mean, a man with a beard and a evening gown. And so I kind of stirred up the pot, but I can't get them to see that the distraction that's going on in terms of these little sideshows and how much is at risk for what's going on with our rights and the demise of the country. But I tried, but I just think every discussion has to be framed in terms of the Bill of Rights. Otherwise, we're going in circles.
Yep, we sure are. And I'll tell you what, you bring that to the table at some of my goddamn family, any of my family's tables, you will be slammed through that table. We're not putting up with it. This is, like I said, this is not, this is dominating the news. How long have we known about the pedophile rings? How long has it been since Epstein? How many people have been arrested? None. They intend to arrest no one. What needs to happen here is we need to be getting on that guts. Everybody on the same page. It's called the Bill of Rights. It's the common law for the people of the United States of these fucking Americas. It is the supreme superior, absolute, ratified, only law ever ratified by the people. And it is unalienable. It can't be changed, but it's being pissed on, walked on. I just tell them straight out, you fucking fuck with my rights, I'll bust your fucking nose. I'd tell a relative that in a second. I'd tell anybody that. You try to tromp on my fucking rights, I'll die fighting for them right where I'm at. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of this. And when we go and we, you know, story after story of this shit, we're playing in the game. We're keeping the whole goddamn news fucking cycle about a bunch of fucking freaks. Not a bunch of freaks. A teeny, tiny handful of fucking freaks with the cameras all fucking over them. I mean, they can hit every story. How many people, we haven't been talking in a long time about how many people are being killed by this goddamn Gestapo fucking private corporate fucking army that's out there. We haven't been talking about the abuses. There's no stories about the fucking abuses. I mean, I got some, there's stories right now on the transits because I had a talk with people sending them in. But they didn't get up in time for me to bring them in up here for the show. So, I'm like this Korean thing. So fucking what? How many fucking times the boogeyman's going to get us from Korea? The boogeyman, no, he's not. One fucking Titan submarine will blow their whole goddamn country off the map. Another one will do China. I mean, this is just all horse shit to keep you from, these guys are just sitting there. They're mafia. And they're sitting there in the fucking Ukraine, and they're robbing the goddamn country. They're draining our resources out of this goddamn country. They've been doing it since I started doing this program. I told people, I said, every day, billions of dollars of your raw resources are going out of this country. And they're going to countries like China and India to be fucking produced into junk so they can come back here and sell you that junk, buy up more of your fucking shit, and the selling of our goddamn lands here. You can't sell something that doesn't belong to you. I was watching a documentary last night. Andrew Jackson, when he went down and the Battle of New Orleans, boy, is that a popular story to be told. But you know, after he fucking, he went down and he defeated the Red Sticks and fought the fucking British and what might have you, he made all the Indian tribes down there that had nothing to do. It was over a massacre. I can't remember where the massacre was at. That's why he went down there to punish the Indians, okay? But these people had nothing to do with it. But he used that power that he had to right there in it was Mississippi territory, but it was Alabama, Mississippi. He used the power that he'd obtained going down there to force every tribe to hand over millions of acres, millions and millions of acres to him personally. And then he went and he sold that. That's where your cotton fields came from. That's where your plantations came from. And he packed his fucking pockets. And he did it. And he just took it because he could. This has never been different ever in this country. It's always been fucking corrupt. It's always been these goddamn aristocrats that should have been fucking wiped out after goddamn Yorktown. The militia should have went straight to Philadelphia and killed every fucking one of them. But they talked about the War of 1812. And they talked about how, there was no fucking goddamn surrender. There was a peace treaty. And we ended up paying, their officers that were killed over here, the English officers that were killed over here during the War of 1812. We paid their families gratuities for the rest of their lives. We didn't win that war. This is the only country that I have ever saw where the fucking vanquished go the spoils, and then they end up fucking running everything. Why? You know why they want the vanquished to have the spoils? You know why they want the vanquished in charge? Because they know they can take it from them. They already did it. It's the people that they, like the trenchers who fucking understand, the people with some intelligence that can look at back, step back and see what these son of a bitches are doing and read the Federalist, anti-Federalist papers and see that they're doing exactly what those men told us they were going to do to us. And we were supposed to stop them. We're supposed to stop them right fucking now. And this will not stop until we stop it, or else goddamn take a knee and fucking learn to kowtow and speak Mandarin Chinese, because that's where this is headed. We seen that video the other day where they're bringing in all these fighting age fucking Chinese, and the guy said, yeah, we know why. Yeah, we know why. Well, then why in the fuck aren't you doing something about it? You're there. If you see it and you're there, you're close enough, it's your responsibility to act. If you do not, you're fucking a coward. And you're fucking derelict in your duty as an American national to guard our liberty and our freedom, which has already been trampled into the goddamn ground. The only reason the Bill of Rights has any fucking recognitions whatsoever is fucking about 12 years of fucking screaming it and fighting, and people that have come through the trenches and gone to other sites and tried to force it out there and force it out there and force it out there. That should be the only fucking document we're talking about. It is the one that is being violated. It is the law, the highest law in this country, and it's being violated. I'm talking about fucking North Korea. I don't give a shit about North Korea. I don't give a shit about China. I don't give a shit about no country on this fucking planet right now but my goddamn country, the United States of these Americas, this sovereign nation. They've taken our sovereignty. They've opened the fucking borders. They've allowed goddamn foreign armies to form behind our fucking lines. And we're not fucking doing a damn thing about it. Can people read? Read that goddamn bit. But the thing is, when you get to where you figure it out and you can understand it, then comes that responsibility. What do I do? What do I do? Well, the only thing left to do is the second article. They've taken our fucking right to
red. Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of these people don't want to get hurt. They're afraid. They're cowards, like you said. They're afraid to get hurt.
You're right.
They're afraid. I mean, I live around people that just come and go and, you know, do their own thing, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it just amazes me because a lot of these people know exactly what you're talking about. And they still continue to comply with treason and tyranny.
I was watching another documentary on it was about the revolution and when the people stood up at Lexington and Concord. And they said this, these people wanted their freedom and liberty, and they would die for it. If you won't die for it, you're not going to have it, because they will kill you over it.
Well, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And home property. They swiped that back in the 1933 or something like that, 29.
It doesn't matter anyway.
International bank, but you know what I mean, the banks and everything.
That document's a fucking fraud anyway. The Declaration of Independence is a fraud. It wasn't from the people. It was from the fucking aristocrats. It's what the aristocrats wanted. The people wanted freedom and liberty. The aristocrats wanted a new country where they could be corporate lords across that country. And they have achieved to the point to where they will tell you they are the ruling class in this country and that they rule you. And no, they fucking
Haven't took the guns yet. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't take the guns yet.
Yeah,
well, and whatever terrible instrument we do have that they don't have.
If they get to the point where we're fucking taking, look at this shit. That's why they're cramming this goddamn transgender fucking faggot.
Oh, yeah.
Little kid shit in our face is to show us your guns don't fucking matter because you don't got the goddamn balls to shoot them.
We got the balls to shoot them. But like I said, the people are so pacified with of getting hurt, or dying, whatever the situation
when you
is.
Shoot,
I can speak to everyone.
You're
going to
shoot back. That's what war is all about, shooting and shooting back, killing and being killed. So if you're afraid, you ain't going to shoot that fucking gun. You might as well not even have the son of a bitch.
That's what I told my neighbors. Why even have it? And they say, well, it's for protection.
From
protection from
shooting.
Who? Yeah, like, well, why would you even have one if guns were put there when I was growing up, was put there for tyranny, in case your government wants to do some shit like they're doing now. And all these aristocrats and all this socialism and shit and capitalism and all this, you know, we're supposed to have liberty, period. Liberty, freedom, you know, the pursuit of happiness. But we have to fight for it, like you said.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have to do this together.
We were told. I mean, that's why the Bill of Rights was created. The Anti-Federalist Papers showed every port that they'd left to inflict tyranny upon the people, and they plugged those ports with fucking the articles in the fucking Bill of Rights. And then they sealed the deal and created the checkmate with the 9th and 10th article. But we have to enforce it. If we don't enforce it, it's like the gun. If you don't shoot the son of a bitch, it ain't worth nothing.
Yeah, it's worthless.
Yep. Because it's not going to shoot itself. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, you know, you made us more aware of the distractions and to be on guard for that, because I do see that the distractions are escalating almost to the point of becoming a circus. I mean, and you got that Tucker Carlson thing, and everybody's talking about that, and he's worth about $500 million. You know, he's really needing our help. And then also the upcoming elections is another circus. I can't believe that they're still focusing on a system that has been persecuting us, and they want to uphold that. So just this idea I have is that we have to push harder. Any sites or reporters that we see that are not covering the Bill of Rights as the solution have to be publicly called out and accused of either being a gatekeeper or a traitor. The heat has to be put on them. They're making money and they're being popular and all of that, and they're holding back the truth and the solution.
Well, it's real simple. If you look at the ones that are making the bucks or gaining the wealth from this goddamn abomination, this misery, you'll see INC behind their names. You will not see that on From the Trenches. That's why we're kept poor. That's why we're kept fucking as destitute as they can keep us. We're not just attacked on the goddamn net. We're attacked every fucking where. Because we will not give an inch. I'm not giving an inch on the fucking Bill of Rights. I'm not supposed to. If I do, I'm a coward. If I let my people down. I let myself down. I let my progeny down. I mean, I cannot die right now at peace. I cannot die knowing that my children and grandchildren can go on and they're going to know any kind of goddamn freedom. They're going to know any. I mean, the whole idea here is learn to do with less. And be happy with less. Fuck you and your goddamn yacht with a goddamn gold toilet seat. You are going to one that's going to do with less, you son of a bitch. Because I'm going to fucking take that yacht away from you. And I'm going to hang your fucking ass because you fucking stole the wealth from my people without due process of the law in violation of the highest law of this land. Your ass is going to hang for it. And we're taking it and we're going to melt it down and we're going to make fucking coin out of it. And we're taking all of our other gold and silver back, and we're going to make coin out of it. It is going to be money that has no debt attached to it. You're going to quit hauling our fucking resources out of this country and giving it to every son of a bitch around the world. And every son of a bitch around the world you've given it to is going to pay up to the fucking people. Whatever you got, whatever you gained through your fucking treachery, you are going to lose. And we're taking it all back. And then you're going to fucking, we're going to have our common law courts, because we are a mass fucking majority over you. What you have done is through swindle, murder, blackmail, rape, you name it. Every evil fucking thing you could do, that's how you gained our wealth without going through the due process of the law, because the due process of the law is the only way you could gain it. Just like Andrew Jackson, he said that he bought, it was another guy, William Henry Harrison. He, the Kentucky lands at the time by the crown. This is when we were still it was after the Revolutionary War. But the Kentucky hunting grounds, which belonged to all the Indians, and they didn't want nobody in there It was off limits by supposedly by law, by their fucking policy, which was not law, to the American people. And then they're talking on this documentary, and they say, and he bought this whole big, huge part of Kentucky. Well, who'd he buy it from was my question. If it was the Indians' land, you know what I'm saying? And so, and then sent Dan O'Boone and a bunch of them out there to kill the Indians off, and then finally sent regular fucking colonial troops out there to finish them off and push the Indians out. And then they opened up the land for, it's just what, like what I'm watching happen around me here. This goddamn land could not be touched under the Forest Service Act, which they couldn't even do, under the goddamn, just the fucking common law. They have taken what belongs to me, and they have taken it without due process of the law, and they are selling it to somebody else. That is fraud, and fraud has no statute of limitations. And why is it happening? Because we're allowing it, and people are too fucking ignorant to know that it belongs to us. It never belonged to them. It belonged to each and every American national that was there when the fucking cannon smoke cleared after the fucking, well, that Revolutionary War was never fucking settled either. Because the over there still considers us his goddamn fucking colony. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what some of the people think, is that the corporation, because they've been raised in a system like this and they weren't educated about the Bill of Rights, like I was educated about the Bill of Rights, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people were, but they have this whole system so brainwashed that people don't even know what's up and down anymore.
Well, it ain't because the information hasn't been put out there. I mean, the information's been out there, like you say. You got
It's been out there. Like everyone's been raised around it. Even the Constitution, they throw that around, and I'm thinking, okay, in the Republic, whatever. But the Bill of Rights has always been there. All people do is just pick it up and read it, and then enforce it. I didn't understand. I mean, the programming.
Yeah, that's the most powerful document in this country. That is the goddamn. Yeah. Founding paper for this country, for the people who have the jurisdictional authority. This government was a hired fucking contracted motherfuckers that were supposed to take care of matters. I mean, this president shit and all this goddamn world leader of the world. Yeah. He's a glorified clerk. The reason we had a president was because we all 300,000 of us can't get in one room and sign a piece of paper. They were supposed to represent our will. Do they represent our will? Hell no, they don't. They are fucking allowing, and they have assisted, they paid for invasion of our fucking country by fucking third worlders. They have flown people here from fucking goddamn war zones, seasoned fucking troops to put behind our lines, and they will fucking unleash on us sooner or later. And we have just sat here on our asses with that Bill of Rights in our hands, the right to fucking slaughter them, and we have done nothing. And it is fucking pathetic. I'm sorry, but it is. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. horses splash and brush or swing, shining armor piercing the wind. Horses run with a polished shield, fight those bastards to their heels. Midnight man, blood red row, and fight to keep this land your own. Stop on the horn and call the cry, how many of them can we make die? As you're told, make their yellow blood run cold. Fight until you die on the rock of force. Like God is hard to stop. Close your mind to stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn curve pass by. How many of them can we make die? Your women and children well, send these bastards back to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war, and they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head, fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky, how many of them can we make die? Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. Our fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks all swing, shining armor, piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and of course, that was Heather Alexander with the March of Cambrai. And I mean, now how many generations ago was it when people, well, go back to the goddamn uprising that was hijacked, they called us a revolutionary war. Those people were willing to die for their freedom. If you're not willing to die for your freedom, you're fucked. You ain't going to get it. Because they will kill you to stop you from having it. And it didn't. And like I said, you know, we're looking at goddamn right now. When we've been doing this, we're guilty of this ourselves. It's just, you know, covering this fucking shit. We know this. We've said it 100 times. We don't need to read another fucking story. If we don't have, if we're not standing on the highest of the high ground, and we shouldn't be fucking attacking these motherfuckers. I don't. I'm on the wrong planet. But the bottom line is the fucking people have to fucking do it. We need to get on the same page, you see. But then you've got all these goddamn different factions out there who just can't take that Bill of Rights, which was for all the people. They don't want some people to have rights. I mean, you know, we should have more rights than these people over here, or I should be able to sell your fucking rights if I can make a fucking buck off of it. This has been the attitude for too fucking long. Either you get on that goddamn page, and when this thing happens, you die. You fucking stand up and fight. Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember 2008, 2007, when they came on news and said the bankers are too big to jail and too big to fail. And right then and there, when I heard that, I'm pretty sure a lot of people heard that. Right then and there, I thought people would walk out of their houses, and they didn't.
I know. Well, go back to...
I was like in shock because I'm like, well, bankers are the ones that are fucking us.
Exactly.
And the politicians that sold us out, that are going through their new world order, their agenda that they want to enslave the population through 15-minute smart cities and shit. And you're right. We got to put our fucking life on the line and fucking die if we have to. I agree 100%.
Yeah, free. You don't get freedom, and freedom is something you have to be ready to defend with your life.
Yep, you're damn right, and I agree with that.
Yeah, like you said, you know, fucking... go ahead, sorry.
I think about the trenches, and, you know, I see it as we advance the Bill of Rights as a solution, and you teach every day that it's about getting back what's rightfully ours, what has been stolen, and that a fight will be necessary in order to face the tyranny. And I have to ask myself, is there a concerted effort to, like, make the trenches invisible, not just marginalized, but non-existent? And I don't just mean by government surveillance, but also by the alternative sites, because sometimes they'll say things like, we're the only ones out here trying to fix this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? How do you not know about this? And even though some of us call in and advance it, it's like a non-existent entity. And I think they just want to hide the solution.
Well, see, the thing is, if they came out like the trenches does and tell and they told the truth, they wouldn't be making money. That's the bottom line. I mean, it's the exploitation of fucking misery is all it is. Any of these people that come out and say that shit, go look and see look at their paperwork where they created the site. It'll say incorporated, and they'll take their license. They can see they can come after them, just like when the mask mandates and all this other shit. You had to wear a mask to go into the goddamn restaurant, and the person who owned the restaurant didn't want you to have to wear a mask. Oh, but I'll lose my license. We don't have to have the permission of our goddamn, what was supposed to be our servants. We don't have to have the permission of nobody to do anything we want. So if we're violating another's rights, then they have to have the common law courts, because we have an absolute right to the common law courts, to the common law jury, to guard our rights. That's why it was put in place the way it was. But if these people you're talking about, man, I mean, they're making money. I mean, it's the trenches, I'm telling you, 3 years before I seen on the first Facebook, that when they demonetized me, the person said. We had algorithms running on this fucking site 3 years before that. That we're taking it out so that nobody could fucking find it and shit. Right now it's hard to find. If you get a new computer, my friend got a new Apple computer, he can't get from the trenches on it. Go ahead.
Hey, you don't call it money. Call it a note, a Federal Reserve note. Because a lot of people don't understand that it's not even money. It's a note that puts us indebted. And that's the problem we're having now, because people are so screwed up about this indoctrination bullshit. And a lot of people can see this shit, which is not, people ain't that stupid. and they know what debit is, and they know what a note is, because anybody can pull a dollar out and see it says a note.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But they continue to support a criminal organization that's destroying people's life, that are putting homeless people on the streets. And like you said, we're sitting here doing nothing about it. And we should have already done this shit a long time ago.
Generations ago, when they went to take the gold.
Yeah.
Back in 1933,
yeah.
When they went to take the gold, did they take each and every American national that they took the gold from? Did they take them through the due process of the law as individuals in their individual capacity? Hell no, they didn't. That was a god.
No,
right
they,
then
they
and there, they should have tore this goddamn place apart.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't understand when it was, 1929 of October, and then it came from 1933, and then they started easing their way in, I guess you'd call it like warming their way in, sleazing their way in, getting into America, putting the, what do they call that, a foreign bank into America. And that was a no-no back in the day, a foreign bank.
And now we've got Chinese banks in America.
Yeah, and now we got Chinese, you got India, you got Israel, you got, I mean, you got all these foreign nations that are in our business, and they have no jurisdiction, even the corporations that think they can tell people what to do, and people say, oh, it's okay because they said it's okay. No, it's not okay.
It is forbidden
that's
by
the
law.
Problem. Yeah, like that's why they try to twist the stories around with all this shit, and then, like, you talk about the pedophilia that's rising. Right?
Yep.
And we're not even walking out the door for that shit. Like, you were talking on the one show about some guy got on the microphone and said about the coach or something, talking about a sexual. If that was my kid, I would probably already been dead.
I know I would. In my dad's time when I was growing up, I mean, if my dad was alive, he'd be dead for one day. He would not take one little ounce of this shit.
My grandfather, you know, he was fought in North Korean War, but he told me, do not allow them to bully you, stand up for your rights, and be true to yourself.
Exactly correct. That's what I was taught.
Yeah.
I was taught that you either fight for it or they'll enslave your ass. And that's
exactly
what they're doing. And that's what the Federalist Papers taught us. That's why you couldn't get, I mean, for years I tried to get the Federalist Papers. I couldn't find them. No one. Library of Congress. Oh, I tried to get them. I could get two or three, and then I couldn't, you know, or what might have you. But finally, the Federalist Papers are out there because they want you to know what they're doing to you. And you read those Federalist Papers, those people told you exactly what they were intended to do. The fucking aristocrats of the time, they went over there and they went into the deep halls of the Masonic lodges and they got made lords and duchesses and duchesses. And then they come back here and they, you know, this country's always, it's always been corporation, like the fur trade, corporations, Jamestown Corporation. It was all incorporated. People don't realize that. It's always been corporation. And it's been corporation under the crown. Just like the queen giving letters of marque to fucking pirates. You're a fucking pirate. But if you get a letter of marque from the queen and you're giving her a cut of the fucking action, you're legitimate. You're legitimately at war. You can have the protection of a fucking captured soldier if you get fucking caught. I mean, this thing is not new. They have been like this all the fucking long. And when they came in here, what they did to the fucking Indians and shit, I mean, just to went in, you know, the person that planted their fucking field of corn, and they had their homes, they had towns, they had cities. They outnumbered the Europeans before the Europeans came here. And then you get somebody like Tecumseh who tried to make it, you know, did the same thing the Americans were fucking doing by, you know, uniting the colonies, uniting into an Indian nation. And they held their own, made their own fucking capital. They were doing it the same fucking way. And then it wasn't the Shawnee Indians that were fucking marked for destruction. They wanted to kill that one single man because he fucking understood it. They wanted him dead, and as soon as they got him dead, they ended the fucking problem and took their fucking land. And that's what they think they're going to do here. There's no excuse for every American in this country that calls himself a goddamn American. I mean, put your goddamn mammon aside. Pick up that fucking Bill of Rights. I'll tell you what, they're going to take what you got to, you stupid ass. You think you're going to make the fucking cut? I mean, they don't plan to have nobody here but fucking slaves and goddamn gods. God's on this earth. And they'll be able to pedophile your children right in front of you, and you'll thank them for it. Because you're such a bunch of fucking cowardly idiots. But you have the law behind you. Read it. It tells you that you are the supreme fucking jurisdiction in this country. So they fucking step in, and they couldn't remove our common law courts. That'd be a violation of the ninth article. But the fucking courts are gone. Go ahead.
Well, that's what you're talking about, the Indians. That's why they celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't know.
You know how the slaughter happened, right, with the Indians and around Thanksgiving time?
Well, I'm sure there was a good reason for it. You know, fucking. The bottom line is they came
that's
here.
What I was trying to say is that that's what they celebrate. That's why they celebrate Thanksgiving, of the slaughter of the Indians and their families were raped and murdered.
Yeah, well, they went across this country and stole all the fucking land.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you, there was people of all colors. Like, it's just like when you try to talk about slavery. You got to talk about, there were more slaves in the fucking North than there was in the South. And we can go back to William Henry Harrison. He bought all that land. And I say, I'm listening to this and I go, from who? Who did he buy that land from if it was untouchable? And it was in writing that the whites could not go into that fucking land because it was owned by the fucking Indians. Who did they buy it from? I mean, the Indians, they didn't have no conception of buying and selling land or anything. I mean, they did raid each other. They did fucking attack each other. They took each other's hunting grounds. It was but it was their country. It was their fucking shit, man. And just like Tecumseh, if he'd had his fucking way and he could have united the fucking Indians, they would have, I mean, there was a time when he was close to having what it would take to drive the fucking Europeans clear out of this goddamn country. And when he came to that point, he became the target because he didn't set up on the hill like William Henry Harrison did on a white horse and watch men fucking die so that he could fucking steal more fucking land. He was in the fucking fight, and so he fucking died. And when he died, he was the only one he was educated. I mean, on this documentary, they showed him speaking Indian and somebody interpreting for him. He could speak perfect fucking English. He'd read the Bible. He was an intelligent fucking man, and he knew what they were fucking doing, and he knew the only way that they could defeat him is to band together, because that's how they were being beat, because the Americans were banding together and coming and taking what belonged to them. And so, you know, fucking, what are you going to say to that? At least those people had the goddamn courage to fight for what was theirs. If they would, if they'd had more educated people, if there were people just weren't educated enough to fucking do it without him. They should have had him. Dave, go ahead.
Everything comes down to the bankers. Destroy the bankers or they destroy us.
Oh, hell yes. The bankers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. And the money, the mammon stuff, the money system, whatever. But if you don't destroy them, they will kill us.
They've got to be destroyed. The corporation's got to be destroyed because it's unlawful. It is created a power that violates the ninth article, but no such power can exist. And if they create any kind of act or any fucking thing, write anything on a piece of paper that violates that fucking Bill of Rights, it is null and void. You cannot enforce it. You try to enforce it, I got the right to fucking shoot you, because I have the right to defend my fucking rights with my life, with my gun. That's why the second article was put in there, as the final failsafe. And we are at the final failsafe, people. Either we're going to fucking act you're not going to die in peace. Us old fuckers who know exactly what's going on, who have lived freedom and know, well, we haven't lived freedom, but we live a hell of a lot freer than most people. But that know what fucking true freedom is. These people, these younger generations, like Generation Z, Generation B, no. These are people, I mean, God damn it, it used to be. In the day, my grandfathers, my grandfather's grandfather, grandfather, grandfathers, the wealth, the land, everything was passed from generation to generation, and it was done in a calm, smooth manner. And when the sons became mature enough until they could take over, and the fathers were tired and wanted to rest, that's when the transitions took place. Not all in one day. Not a reset. Like this bullshit they're trying to pull on us with this reset. I want to fucking reset you, mister. I want to reset your fucking life. I want to take you off that fucking yacht, and I want to put you breaking fucking stone, you son of a bitch. Or I want to put you on a fucking gallows. because we're going to do some resetting of our fucking own. If we would just enforce the fucking law, I mean, that is the most amazing thing to me. It is fucking the law, the highest law in this land. Nobody will argue that. They can't, because it is. And we won't enforce it, even though we're being destroyed, even though our lives are fucking nothing but fucking misery. We won't fucking do it, because you have to be willing to die if you want freedom. And so a lot of people are going to have to fucking die to fix what, you know, if the people would have, you know, back in 1933 when they took the gold without due process of the law, even before that, and back in 1871 when they went and created the corporation, they should have been destroyed. Back when Abraham Lincoln gave the fucking, said that, you know, he was declaring martial law, and fuck that was suspending the fucking Bill of Rights in violation of the Ninth Article. He did not have the authority to do it. And when the writs were written against him, he was going to be arrested. So he had his fucking goons arrest the fucking judges that were going to fucking write their arrest warrants. I mean, this isn't fucking rocket science. And it has gone on since the inception of this fucking country, since the hijacking back in 1776. The people were already at war on their own. They weren't being told to do shit. They weren't being ordered about. They were militias. They came from the fucking mountains, and they had to be militias because they're the ones that went out into the wilderness to fight the fucking Indians, to steal the Indians' fucking land, because they say, well, you can have land here. If you want to go out in the wilderness and blaze it, you can have it here. So the people went out there, and they fucking would go out into the wilderness, and they'd build forts, and they'd fight, and the Indians would kill them. They would kill the Indians back and forth until they fucking finally would send the fucking regular troops in, because all the fucking trails had been cut, and then they'd come in and they'd slaughter the fucking Indians, and then all of a sudden the land didn't belong to you no more, just like it is here now. Was it Jefferson who said we will wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered? Yes, it was, and he was fucking right. Look at the fucking people under the bridges. These are the fucking American nationals and the goddamn foreigners who have been here 1 or 2 years. They came here unlawfully, are sitting in your goddamn seats of Congress.
There's no hiding from this shit. And people got to understand, there is no hiding from this shit. You got to fight it head on. And if you get hurt or you die, hey, they didn't take your life. Well, they took your life, but they didn't take your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
You can die with dignity and pride, at least.
Yeah, and then you won't have to worry about that. At least we did something.
You're goddamn right. And once it starts, I mean, people, there are plenty of people like us out there. It's just, this is 590 million square fucking miles. It ain't, and if you try to get people, you know, like in the past, when the people have tried to gather people to fight this, if you got three people, two of them are FBI agents. FBI isn't a lawful fucking agency. It isn't. It's a non-governmental fucking agency. Once a fucking again, the people themselves as individuals have to solve this, because you're not. If you try raising armies or what might have you, you will be infiltrated and you will be betrayed, because the Masonic lodges are across this fucking country, and you don't know who's a fucking Mason, and you don't like and just like. Tecumseh at the fucking Fallen Timbers at the battle where he was killed. The British were supposed to fucking come in, and they had a plan to drive them to the Indians, and then they'd fight, and the British fucking turned and went away. They closed the fucking doors to the forts and let them slaughter them. They betrayed them. Why would they betray them if they're at war with the fucking United States? Must be some goddamn fucking Masonic shit involved in there. Gettysburg. When they didn't take those fucking two little round top and big round top, had them easy beans. All they had to do is go up there and they had the high ground. They would have won that fucking war. Why didn't they? One guy fucking stopped them. That's what the Masons got. They are international corporate mafia. That is the goddamn ground fucking boots on the ground. But they have the people in the key positions in a place like Gettysburg where they could fucking cause the winning army to fucking lose. Because of a fucking, why didn't you take that hill? We were doing, what? Well, I can't really say nothing because I'm a fucking Mason too. I wouldn't be in charge if I wasn't. We have to break away from this shit. We have to break away from these collectives. We have to act as goddamn individuals and act like goddamn men with pride and enforce the fucking law of this land, which belongs to we the people. We are the jurisdictional authority. We're heavily armed, and we're being punked. And that's the bottom line. Anyway, that's enough for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And, I mean, we got to keep – that's what we got to hammer. We have to hammer about the son of a bitches who are not getting on that goddamn page. Why aren't you getting on board to enforce the Bill of Rights? Because you don't want it, because you're fucking making bank by betraying the rest of us. That means you get a rope around your fucking neck and you get put 6 foot in the fucking ground, and that is the word from the trenches.
Amen.
Righty there.